The killings in Paris last week have united most of France in sadness and outrage. But in the majority Muslim and immigrant suburbs of Paris, you'll hear a very different perspective. And many in France worry about what this means for the country's values of secularism and freedom of speech. From Paris, NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Many French people were shocked to learn that some school kids refused to join in the minute of national silence observed across the country following the Charlie Hebdo attacks. Newspaper Le Figaro quoted one teacher in a heavily Muslim neighborhood in the eastern city of Strasbourg saying that 80% of her students refused to participate. Students pour out of Pierre de Gaeter Middle School in Saint-Denis, a largely Muslim suburb north of Paris. Yanis Roder has taught history here for the last 15 years. He says the day after the Charlie Hebdo killings, the staff knew they would have problems.
A part of our pupils, a minority, didn't want to do the minute of silence because they thought that Charlie Hebdo didn't have the right to make this caricatures.
Roder says the pupils said it was blasphemy, and he had to explain that blasphemy is a religious concept and doesn't exist in French law.
That was very difficult to explain because their point of view, their lives are very religious. They are convinced that their religion is above the law of the French Republic.
Roder says nearly all the students thought the killings were wrong, but purely for religious reasons. He says he finds that worrisome. France has the largest Muslim population in Western Europe. Muslim leaders have condemned the attacks, and regular Muslims worry about being stigmatized. Since the killings at Charlie Hebdo and the kosher grocery store, there have been incidents of vandalism at dozens of Muslim sites across the country.
Eh bien, moi je ne veux plus que dans notre pays.
Speaking in Parliament, French Prime Minister Manuel Valls said he would not tolerate Jews living in fear in France or Muslims being ashamed. France is here to welcome both, he said. But many Muslims say there is a double standard. They say anti-Semitism is treated as a crime, while Islamophobia is tolerated. Not far from the school in Saint-Denis is a housing project. The soulless gray apartment buildings have bars on the first floor windows. Muslim immigrants from North Africa came to live and work in places like this 40 years ago when the economy was booming. Now the work has dried up, but the next generation is still stuck here. In a corner convenience store, three men in their mid-30s are hanging out. I buy some batteries and ask what they think about the Charlie Hebdo killings. I'm not saying what they did was good, replies Hakim Dridi.
But those cartoonists shouldn't have been doing that. They know Muslims are practicing the religion, and they should leave them alone. They provoked it. And they knew it was coming because they had a bodyguard.
The men have been watching a video on a large computer screen behind the counter of the police assault last Friday on the kosher market. They believe it was staged. They say the video proves something else was going on at the supermarket. They also say there's no way one of the Kouachi brothers who attacked Charlie Hebdo would have left his ID in the car. The conspiracy theories pour out. One of the men says the two attacks were a plot by France, the U.S., and Israel to give Israel more power. They say it's unfair the world's media talks for weeks about Jewish deaths but says nothing when Muslim children die. Their narrative seems worlds from the Je suis Charlie demonstrations in Paris, just a few miles away. Back at the school, teacher Yanis Roder says he and his colleagues warned there was a problem in Paris suburb schools more than 15 years ago, but nobody listened.
Today, they open the eyes and say, oh my God, there are people in France that don't share values of the French Republic. For us, that's not a surprise. We knew that for a long time.
Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.